Residents of Westport's Snodgrass Road will today have the chance to question why they've been left out of a multi-million dollar flood resilience package. More than 30 homes in the rural neighbourhood north of Orawaiti River are at risk of river inundation and storm surge. I suppose river inundation is like flooding, is it? The West Coast Regional Council has invited the residents to a closed-door meeting so they can hear expert advice and get a sense of what is in store. Here's Samantha G.
A flood wall for 34 Snodgrass Road homes has been excluded from the Council's $26 million flood protection scheme. Vicky and Mike Stevenson have lived there for 23 years. Vicky's feeling a little anxious ahead of the meeting.
Are they going to save us? Are we going to drown? Is it going to happen again? Can we fix what we've got? I mean, we've already tried as best we can to protect our place, and there's lots of people up here that can't, you know, they don't have the finances. There's four or five elderly that live up here. Are they going to move us?
Their home is high on an embankment facing the Orawaiti River, and it stayed dry in the recent floods, but their sleepout, sheds and garden were flooded. Mike Stevenson spent 6 months building a concrete wall at the bottom of their property to keep the water out, and Vicky says they've bought a big water pump to be prepared for the next flood. She says being left out of the flood plan is causing huge uncertainty.
It's just caused a lot of people a lot of stress, because we all love where we live, but something's got to happen. I mean, let us take over the wall then, if that's the case, and we'll... I mean, we've got people with trucks and diggers, companies in Westport that are keen to offer their assistance. To do that if they're going to cut us off.
During the last flood in February, one resident arranged for a local trucking company to dump gravel to form a makeshift stop bank beside the river, which saved low-lying properties from being inundated. But any permanent measure needs to be approved by the council. Vicky says despite it all, she's feeling optimistic ahead of today's meeting.
Hopefully they'll come back with something, you know, give us something that we can, that's proper and legal, that we can do to do what we can to have us all still living out here, or sort out the poor guys that are just had enough and they want gone.
Retired air traffic controller Noel Burr has lived on Snodgrass Road for 17 years. His home flooded last July, and the vegetation across his lifestyle block was killed by saltwater inundation from the storm surge following Cyclone Fihi in 2018. He says the West Coast Regional Council put forward several flood protection options, one that included ringwalling Snodgrass Road, but it was left out of the final proposal.
We feel as though one group of ratepayers are going to be looked after and the other group of ratepayers, namely ourselves, are not. And we don't really feel as though they've got anything like the right argument to be able to tell us what's going to happen under those circumstances.
He says it feels like the council is forging ahead without proper engagement with the community and is missing an opportunity to get things right.
There's a big chunk of New Zealand that's going to be in the same sort of boat, really. With climate change being a major factor in what's actually happening on our day-to-day life, I think if they can get it right here, it's going to be a wonderfully good example for the rest of the country as far as small town New Zealand goes.
The meeting kicks off at 9 o'clock this morning in Westport, and residents will be able to question the engineering consultants behind the package of flood resilience options.